Like the cleric that provided Fortitude's remedies, the philologist's humble chair was made of stone, not metal. His robes were so tattered they looked like strips of shredded cloth wrapped around his withered frame. The once white garments were now so dirty they were actually a few shades darker than the philologist's ashen flesh. His eyelashes were long and gray, and the wisps of hair on his bowed neck were so long they draped almost to his knees.
"We have not met, I think," the ancient Sanshum croaked as Fortitude's and Tranquility's chairs eased to a stop behind him.
He was engrossed in a tattered scroll and did not turn to greet them.
"Once," Fortitude replied, "but the gathering was large and long ago."
"How rude of me to forget."
"Not at all. I am Fortitude, and this is the Vice Minister of Tranquility."
The younger Sanshum dipped his chair forward in a bow, but, as promised, he did not speak.
"An honor to have met you."
Rolling the scroll tight in his arthritic hands, the philologist turned. For a moment he simply stared at his guests with his large and milky eyes.
"What favor do you seek?"
The philologist wasn't feigning ignorance. For secrecy's sake, Fortitude hadn't told the priest his purpose, knowing that his ministerial rank was sufficient to gain an audience. But while the philologist's words were cordial, their meaning had been clear. "State your business and let's get on with it. I have much more important work to do." Fortitude was happy to oblige.
"Confirmation,"
the minister said, keying one of his chair's hollow switches. A wafer of circuitry, not much bigger than one of his fingernails, poked up beside the switch.
"And a blessing."
He pulled the wafer free and extended it to the philologist.
"Two favors, then."
The philologist smiled, exposing gums split with lines of serrated bone. He moved his stone chair forward and took the wafer.
"This must be very important."
Fortitude managed a friendly grimace.
"One of the Vice Minister's ships has discovered a reliquary of quite impressive size."
"Ah,"
the philologist said, squinting one eye to better scrutinize the wafer.
"And if the luminations are to be believed," Fortitude continued, "an oracle as well."
The philologist's eyes widened.
"An oracle, you say?"
Fortitude nodded.
"Truly shocking and wondrous news."
With more speed than the minister would have guessed, the philologist rotated his chair and floated to a phalanx of shadowed machinery in the center of the room. As he drew close, holographics flicked on high above, revealing a cluster of onyx obelisks, powerful processing towers linked together, and before these, the Dreadnought's Oracle. Even though Fortitude had seen many representations of the holy object, it was smaller than he had expected. Locked inside an armature that kept it head height above the floor, the Oracle was tethered to the obelisks with strands of neatly plaited wire. These circuits connected to small golden pads affixed to the Oracle's casing, a teardrop of silver alloy not much longer than the minister's neck. The casing's tapered end faced the obelisks, its round end angled toward the floor and held a dark glass lens. There was a gap around the lens and the casing, and through this, Fortitude could see pinpoints of light, circuits running at low power. These were the Oracle's only signs of life.
"This is all the data?"
the philologist asked, slotting the wafer into one of the obelisks.
"From the ship's luminary as well as its sensors."
Fortitude edged closer to the Oracle. For some reason, he was overwhelmed with a desire to reach up and touch it. As old as the object was, its casing was absolutely smooth, had no dents or scratches. Fortitude gazed deep into the Oracle's lens.
"There are reports of a new species on the planet that holds the relics, but they appear to be primitives, a Tier 4 species. I don't expect they shall..."
Suddenly, the Oracle's circuits blazed. The lens refracted the light, sending forth a blinding beam.
Not a lens, Fortitude gasped. An eye! He raised a sleeve before his face as the oracle tilted toward him in its armature.
For eons I have watched.
The oracle's deep voice reverberated inside its casing. Its eye beam flickered with the cadence of its words as it pronounced in the San Xiong tongue.
Listened to you misinterpret.
Hearing the oracle speak was, for any faithful member of the Covenant, like listening to the Forerunner's own voice. Fortitude was appropriately humbled, but not just because the oracle had finally spoken after ages of silence. In truth, he was just as surprised to learn that the philologist was not, as he had always suspected, an utter fraud. Fortitude had made this appointment for formality's sake. Luminations presented as evidence before the High Council required the Oracle's blessing, which for ages had meant convincing the current philologist to affirm on its behalf. But these holy hermits were just as political as any other powerful Sanxiong, equally susceptible to bribes and blackmail. Fortitude had expected he would have to make some sort of donation to the philologist, a small share of the reliquary, perhaps, in order to get the blessing he required.
But if the old charlatan is putting me on, Fortitude watched as the philologist stepped from his chair and dropped feebly to his knees before the oracle, he's certainly giving it his all.